Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Again, feeling a little bit under the weather today. Hopefully, Steiny's feeling better by tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully, you don't have COVID.
It's that time of season. Why you got to go there? Maybe it's just got...
I didn't make it up. Oh, it's something God. That's... Hey, you little punk. You know, how's it feeling right quickly for your campaign? Anyway.
Yeah, Risotto, you really dug yourself a hole. What are you talking about? But first of all,
the shirt you had when Coach Vallejo said, hey, you're looking good, you're pumping iron. And you knew you're on the mic with me. I wore a sweater, not hitting the same at all. But I don't like it.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like.
Gun show.
No, I'm mad at myself.
What happened?
So I come out of, there's nothing more embarrassing as a man than walking out of the bathroom with your fly open.
Oh, it's man.
It is the absolute worst.
Yeah.
And the first person to be that
male
awkward
or female.
Person, it doesn't matter. Male.
Like, I'm random.
It was a guy. All right. It was a guy because he knew.
Looking out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, guy in sales. He's cool. But he was just like, dude.
Your fly's open.
And it's, I just forgot, man.
Yeah.
It's one of the more embarrassing things.
But I'll say this, the zipper open hits different nowadays in our world. So I didn't plan it. Come on. I forgot. But it happened to me. I was at the funeral. I was embarrassed.
I didn't mean to forget.
Yeah,
it just
but I
happened.
Feel different with the world and all that pa stuff you do. And I just like everybody does. I'm like, okay, thanks, but yeah.
Well, yeah, everyone enjoys a little pull my finger humor from time to time, but that's the one that I'm just embarrassed by.
Evan, you're rocking that shirt. I can see you've been pumping iron. You're looking good.
Oh, he got it. Evan, I'm running the elliptic. I stayed at the gym about 30
minutes. Pasta's
on
the bleep list today. Yeah. Where did you cut that from Saturday?
Evan, you're rocking that shirt. I can see you've been pumping iron. You're looking good.
Damn, Coach.
Coach and Vallejo.
That's better than Kaminga triple-double.
My man. For a while. I've been waiting.
You've been waiting on that one? Yeah.
Good stuff.
Shout out, Coach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shout out to everybody who's chimed in today. Shout out to Clifford Ray, came on earlier today.
That was, man, Evan, that was just OG real stuff right there. Life, man.
Yeah, that was awesome. Man.
And they'll be out there tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm Juice. We'll
yes,
be out
will.
There.
Yes, they will. He was one of the driving forces of that Warriors championship team. If I asked you who's the driving force of the Niners right now, who would it be?
You're not going to like it, but I'm going to be real. It's KS. It's Kyle Shanahan, man.
Oh.
He got to a Super Bowl without McCaffrey. He's got to a Super Bowl without Brock Purdy. And I get mad at him so much because he should have one. But he doesn't, But the bottom line is, do you find that offensive to any player, or do you get what I'm putting down, that Kyle, even with McCaffrey averaging, 3.2 on the year or whatnot, or the running game, not only McCaffrey, he still fought a way to get his team 3 games over .500 and sitting in the playoff spot right now.
Well, I'm kind of with you in the sense that I think that right now it's the offense. I think the offense is what's going to drive this team to the postseason. And Kyle Shanahan's obviously calling plays. But I disagree that the whole year it's been that side of the football. I think the defense has been the one that for the majority of this season has helped this team. And that's why I was excited. You know, not to say that Brock Purdy's going to come back and be Superman for every single game, but the one thing you need is help on that side of the football because your defense is deteriorating before our eyes.
Man.
I mean, if I asked you all the games that the Niners have won this season, you're going down the list.
Okay.
You're looking at Seattle, They gave up 13 points. I know that Brock Purdy had the game
winning
drive.
I can't wait for that second part of that, like the Rams, but go ahead.
They gave up 13 points. New Orleans, 21 points. Cardinals, won by 1 point, they gave up 15. The win against the Rams, 23 points.
Shocked everybody.
And then the Falcons, 10 points. My point is,
Manny,
this defense has held this team upright, and they put them in positions to win, I think, more often than not. So the fact that the defense now, because of injuries, because of wear and tear, and again, because of, I don't know, maybe it's just inconsistency, I am looking at Brock Purdy and that offense to be the group that drives home the nail to get this team to the playoffs.
Not, I feel
They've
everything.
Shifted identities this season.
I feel everything you're putting down, but do you think myself or any other person diagnosing this Niner defense, with those point totals given up by the D, do you think that I'm doing this doing them a disservice, that unit, with the numbers that you just spewed? Like, they're not giving up 50, 60-point burgers like I'm acting like, oh, they can't stop anybody.
No, but, well, in recent—
Steiny kind of pointed that out a couple of days ago, just the points that the defense has given up. Evan, it ain't 40 and 40 and 40. Like, I feel like I'm sounding and why I'm skeptical about them going far.
No, but where I differ with Steiny is Steiny's looking at the totality, right? He says that they've given up 22.1 points per game, which is like middle of the pack. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But that's not the defense that's on the field right now.
All right. Help me out.
Again, that's not the team that was allowing 13 points week one, 15 points week three.
I'm feeling that.
10 points in week six. I'm looking at a defense that right now, over the last 4 weeks, has allowed 26, 24, 42, and 22. So, against good offenses, and I'm not saying Carolina has that, but right now the Niners have to score anywhere between 25 to 28 points a game to win, in my opinion. And that's because of the amount of pressure the defense now has placed on the rest of the team.
With the decimation that you talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. They've gotten worse, whereas the offense has improved. And it's not just Purdy's return. I think Pearsall should help them as well. I'm not so sure about Brandon Ayuk coming back because every single time we talk about him, it's like, well, I'll just kick the can down the road one more week.
Yeah, and I was totally wrong about Brock Purdy. Remember, I was like, shelve him, just keep him off. But this one's different. That was a severe. If you go back and look what Brandon wrecked in his knee, you just wonder, do you kind of just, you know what, red shirt this one because you damn near have already done that, E, and then we'll get you going next season.
Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 888-957-9570. What's driving this Niners team right now? As you get set for Monday Night Football, Carolina comes in. You win that game, you are 8-4. You basically, I'm not saying you can cakewalk to the playoffs, but you got a very good chance to make the postseason. I think you got an excellent shot to win 10 games. You have a pretty good shot to get to 11. Who knows, maybe 12 based on the teams they have left. But you are in the driver's seat to get to the playoffs, a place that with all the injuries they've sustained, I would think at the beginning of the year, if you told me that, I would tell you no. So to me, I am looking at the offense, Goo, and I'm looking at, I think it's hard to separate Purdy from CMC because he's never played with another running back.
Mm-hmm.
Like the moment that Purdy was thrown in against Miami.
He had the Ferrari.
23 was on the field. So
wow,
it's hard for me to not look at those two as a package deal. But I that's where my faith is in. You know, I know that
even with the run game, but he's even with the run game being lightweight, pedestrian as it's been with McCaffrey, Evan. Just the run game, like that, don't concern you a bit?
No, it does. But to me, they've been able to maneuver around the lack of a run game with what McCaffrey does in the passing game.
So the impact's not limited.
No, I mean, does it matter that McCaffrey's runs for 4 yards or catches a 4 yard pass?
It doesn't to me.
That's how they circumvent that process. Like, I think that'll catch up with them down the line, but to me, I don't think it's going to be against Carolina.
Are you giving Carolina? I am. Are you giving them any chance, Carolina, coming here at 6-5 and pulling off what would be an upset? Because Vegas has the Niners favored by 7.
Well, I was listening to Brian Baldinger talk about this the other day with the Morning Roast.
Okay.
And it was about the Carolina Panthers and how they've earned their 6 wins. Here's what he had to say.
They've earned their 6 wins this year. I don't know if I think this will be the first time in a long time because it's a national game. It's Monday night. I don't know the last time Carolina played home on a Monday night. Honestly, maybe ChatGPT can give it to us here. you look some of these games, there's nobody in the stands. If you're going to get behind the Panthers, this is the game to do it. 49ers coming to town, good team, winning record. Like, you're going to find out a lot about both teams on Monday night. You'll probably get their best shot, but honestly, they have their 6 wins. They have earned those wins. Defensively, there were some days when they shut the Atlanta Falcons out. They didn't score a point against them this year. Like, J.C. Horn's a good player. They've got – it's sort of like an expansion team when you look at it. They got some good young players that they've drafted, but by and large, they're players from other teams that are filling in the gaps right now.
Can I call an audible, Evan?
Of course.
Pasta, can you give me those laughs again, Spadoni and Butch?
Oh, wow. Well, I think that was – look, I know we had our impersonations yesterday.
And it fell flat. Loveman, I apologize.
That one was better than
Loveman. Can we get the Willard from you? We did it for Willard yesterday.
It's pretty subtle.
That is pretty damn good. Can you do an Evan?
He said he's been working on that one. That's not bad.
What was it?
He said he's been working on it, so I'll give him some time. That's not bad. Is that all right?
That's definitely a skill. You know that.
Yeah.
To do impersonations is a skill.
Some people are better than others. Right. There's some.
Here's my Barack Obama. You didn't ask. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Evan, that's a nice shirt you have. Tell Guru, hello. It's your 44th president, Barack Obama. Have a good day. Yeah, I'm feeling that's fun. Come on. Give me some risotto, my Barack. Evan says it's terrible.
I'm going to let the crowd speak on that.
You got the cadence down.
That's half the battle, I will say, with number 44. All right, here's a couple of updates from Kyle Shanahan. Save me. Robert Beal. In concussion protocol, won't practice. Tatum Bethune, who obviously injured his ankle during the Cardinals game, will not practice. Eddie Pinheiro, hamstring, won't practice. Luke Gifford, limited. Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall, full goes at practice. The expectation for Purdy is that he will get better each week. 5-1-0. I can't tell if they liked it or hated it. Obama.
Oh, man.
I'll have to come back. The next time we're on together, I'll do an impersonation. I gotta find
Apollo
Crews
in the chat. Goo impresses himself every day. That stinks. Come on, man.
Well, there's a 2.5 in there. There's also a 1.5 in there.
Oh, no.
It's okay. That's fine. Purdy's a full go. He looks like he's going to be getting better. Look, that may not be what people want to hear. Well, yeah, you kind of have to win this game.
Playoffs have already started. Stoney was like, no, they haven't. Now they have.
Yes, they have. Because, well, I should say this.
Look who's behind them. Detroit's coming.
If you lose this game, then you really have to win the Bears game. And
which is going to be a playoff game,
Yeah, but at least you get that one at home. I mean, that's where the Niners do have some fortune. In addition to the teams they play with the schedule, it feels like the ones they have down the stretch that are gettable against you know, tough teams, not named the Colts
okay,
or the Seahawks, those games are at home. So you get a game against the Panthers, that's important because it's an NFC matchup. So conference record counts, of which the Niners right now, by the way, are 7-2. So they've helped themselves a lot by winning the games they've needed to get. In the division, they're 4-1. The conference, they're 7-2. That helps tiebreakers. So if you get Carolina, like a team like Detroit is going to have to clear you by a full game.
Yeah. And the Niners got a bye coming up, a late bye. I know that stinks, but I'm talking about the Bears. Evan, they're the 3 seed. There's something about the Bears and Johnson, man.
Well, it's because they're in first place in the North.
Yeah.
But they're only in first place by a game.
But you keep winning.
Well, they have to keep winning. Yeah. They've also been getting by the skin of their teeth. The Chicago Bears have had a couple of late comebacks against the Giants. Came back in that one after Jackson Dart got concussed. And then the Vikings, they needed them to, I think what happened, did they miss a field goal in that game? The Vikings did. But they won 19-17.
Man.
So the Bears have made a couple of close calls go their way. Meanwhile, the Niners, they got to take care of business. And I don't know. Like I understand the trepidation, Goo. And is it because they can't run the ball or because of the defense?
Oh, it has nothing to do with them running the ball. Because when it's all said and done, C-Mac still gets his hands on it. So you're moving the chains. But it's just what I've witnessed with the Houston Texans. And I'm sorry, if I was doing a stand-up bit, that week they were playing Houston after Seattle hosted the Texans Monday night, and the Texans' offense with Stroud looked so hilariously bad. I didn't give them a chance in hell to beat the Niners. And they played keep away. And they played keep away only because the Niners' D couldn't get off the field. So maybe I need to get that out of my system. Give me some X-Lax and get that out of my system. But that, to me, is what's going to hinder the Niners from going toe-to-toe with the Rams and maybe Buccaneers and Seahawks. And you got Seattle again, and they owe you. And I'm just going back. How did the L.A. Rams do the James Brown, the big payback? They put it on you.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if Seattle – so if I'm trying to chase the Niners, I'm like, well, that's a nail. I know you can't play that game, but you can. You better beat the Panthers. But with this defense, anything can happen.
There's
that's
also
why I can't believe
it's
70.
The Seattle game might not matter.
Mm, well, damn.
Because they might be out of the running for the NFC West, and it might just be about wild card positioning for them. So they might not need that game.
Wow.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, the Niners, this game, I think it's more important than the Cleveland game for sure. Even though you're going into the bye week and Cleveland is a worse team.
Yeah.
Although you're going to play.
They got a better defense, though. Cleveland's defense is up there, man.
Do they have a better quarterback?
That should do or nah. But what if he balls out?
Well, I'm rooting for him because at least he can now get some reps, but you can't. Well,
I shouldn't say
you can't because they lost to PJ. It was a PJ Walker.
I'll never forget that.
They lost to the Browns' third string quarterback when the Niners had the Avengers.
And
so.
Debo and Trent coming out with the boom box and both leave the game. Get out of here.
They were fighting pregame. Lost the battle.
Have you been watching
the
videos of the Niners coming out with the ball? They did it against the Texans, but you can't, Evan, you don't know you're about to get your ass handed to you. But
I need to know who's the guy. Who's the guy holding the boombox?
Because we know Big Dom in Philly. We know what he does. Who's the dude that we should know his name?
We know that Debo used to bring it out.
And him and Trent.
And now it's a guy, and he's in. You know, he's clearly on the Niners staff. I don't know if he's an equipment manager or if he's an assistant coach or who he is. Who's the guy that's holding the boombox next to Trent Williams?
I know. I can picture him now.
He's front and center.
And it's always NBA young boy they're playing or young thug. No Tupac or old school, but it's pretty dope.
And I know who it is.
Who do you think it is, Pasta?
No, so at training or at during OTAs, there's a guy always with a boombox in the corner, and he was playing music and everything, and I was interested in kind of his role on the team. And I asked one of the employees for the Niners if I could go and talk to him and maybe, you know, figure out what the deal was and get the good details about what they like to listen to.
Don't tell me he big-timed you.
I was told no.
That you couldn't talk to him?
I was told that I could not talk to him as a team employee.
Wow. And no access.
But I know
denied.
Exactly who it is. All I was told that he's on their their staff of their
We got to get them on the show.
Well, it sounds like staff.
It sounds like nobody can get them on the show.
Well, you know, I got a hookup with my boy Bob Sargent. I can place a call.
I know you have a hookup.
That's my guy.
I know. So, well, but now, like, we can't talk to KJ Wright anymore.
What happened?
Well, he's on the Niners staff. He's in his second season as a defensive quality control
coach. Come on, he's a great interview.
We've had him on the show a lot, especially Seahawks Niners weeks. He's awesome. He's very insightful.
Do you think Steiny would know that he has a new job? If you would have just said it to me.
Yes.
You think he knows he's on the staff?
How about this? Unless he's listening, which I don't think he is.
I think he may.
We can make a bet. I bet that if you ask what KJ Wright is doing right now,
Matt Steinmetz.
No, he would not know.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. You shocked me when you said
that. There's no chance he knows he's on the Niners staff.
I'm starting to feel hurt like, damn, I don't know, Evan. Okay, I'm with you. I wouldn't take that bet.
But we'd have to figure out how to phrase the question so that he...
KJ got that gig. Good for him.
Yeah, this is his second season. He's doing well now. He's helping him out.
Not to put you on the spot, but if I said, are the Niners closer to a Super Bowl or further away, how would you answer that? With everything, all totality, with everything in the state of the Niners, are they closer to a chip or further away?
I would say from what?
Like, than the last time they were in the Super Bowl.
Are they closer to a Super Bowl or the first pick in the draft?
Yeah.
They're closer to a Super Bowl, but
I didn't like that. You set me up with the pick of it because that's just you're on the floor. But
no, I know, but that's I guess what are we measuring them
again? I guess I'm saying his Kyle had his best chance to win it.
Right now, yeah. 2023 was, I mean, you were literally in overtime of a Super Bowl.
And 19. You're up 10.
Yeah, but
and you had the Rams up 10 in the NFC Championship game in 21 to go back to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, 2019 might sting a
little
more. They were
up 10 with 6 minutes left. The Chiefs can stop the run. He called pass plays. That's on him.
But you lost to the best quarterback. Well, actually, he hasn't been playing that well this year, but you lost to a guy who's been the best quarterback of his generation.
But real quick, Evan, this fascinates me. You know, no big deal. That would have impeded a dynasty had they closed these two games. We wouldn't look at the Chiefs and the Fat Man like we do. See, just think about it. They did not beat the crap out of the Niners to where it was 40-7. It went down to the wire. Yeah, and the Niners, man.
But like if LeBron James had beaten the Warriors, which he wasn't going to because the Warriors were better than him and his team outside of 2016, then we would look at the Warriors completely different. Like you don't get to get in the way of history. You can't block history.
I like that. But I can't ignore that they were down 10 in the fourth late in both Super Bowls.
Okay.
So that's a squander, choke, whatever you want to call it. Sorry, Stoney. Whatever you want to call it, Evan, that was consistent.
But this is where you and I are different. Right. And in fact, actually, it reminds me of the conversation or disagreement that we had with Stoney earlier this week. Do the Niners beat the Rams if they take the ball first?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was fascinating.
The answer, I believe, is no.
Mine is hell no, right.
But correct me if I'm wrong, you're also the guy that said that if the Niners had challenged in the NFC Championship game,
yes,
the Devontae Smith non-catch or catch,
Purdy might not have got hurt.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Evan, you'll get there someday. You keep living.
I don't think I will.
You keep living. But don't you understand, like, you challenge that play, it's an incompletion, they got a punt. My whole premise is everything in that damn game changes.
No, that doesn't change Kyle Shanahan trying to block the best edge rusher on the Eagles with a backup tight end.
I forget the name.
I don't know who it was, but he got his ass whipped and Brock Purdy broke his elbow.
Reddick, yeah.
Yeah, Hassan Reddick. Yeah. Got to the quarterback because Kyle Shanahan called a play that put his quarterback in harm's way. That would have happened at some point in the game in the first and the second quarter. Would Brock Purdy have got hurt? I don't know, but it was a fluke play anyways. My point is, that one challenge did not determine the Niners winning or losing that game. Just like I don't think the inaction by Shanahan to take the ball first against the Rams determined that they were going to lose that game.
And Jim Everett the Great has my back if he's correct. That play, Evan, was fourth down, the one to Smith. So
it was the first drive of the game.
Yeah, it was. But if you stop him, you got it. I'm like, oh, boy, we cooking. Are they cooking?
Well, they lost the game because their quarterback got hurt. I mean, I still think that Eagles team was better than that Niners team, but it's neither here nor there.
No, that's interesting.
What?
That Eagles team. Because they win and should have beat Kansas City.
I agree. I mean,
Mahomes
they were right
beat
there.
Beat them on a bum ankle. That's a, we were at Willard's.
I also don't think he was on a bum ankle, but that's just me. Dude, he was out racing like linebackers. Maybe he had a high ankle sprain.
What are you saying to me? Hold on.
He was on a hell of a lot of drugs.
All right.
Just because you had
Jordan
the lead.
Flu game was that he was hungover? Let's be real. Like, I would bet he would be, he was sick.
Well, I don't know if he was hungover. He was sick, but he balled out anyways. To the winner go the spoils. 9-2-5. Just because you had the lead in a game doesn't mean you should have won. I agree. And we'll talk about it more on the other side. Also, there is something else that's kind of bothering me about this Monday Night Football game. Like, I feel good about it, but there's something kind of bothering me.
We'll both be there.
We will both be there. We'll
also rain?
Be no, I don't think so. Pasta checked the schedule. Or
but that
the
means
weather.
It's going to be rain. Weathermen and weather, they get it wrong, too.
Pasta, our resident meteorologist, what say you?
It's partly sunny, folks.
Thanks, Pasta.
Dibs
that
did
was
it.
Pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, well, Dibs is the man. Now, Dibs used to do traffic.
I know. Still is. 888-957-9570 is the number. All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Coming up again, Monday night, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers on Monday Night Football. We'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from Levi's Stadium.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wilder and Dibs get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. So come on down for great food and great drinks. What are you laughing about?
Marco Banez, who is my mentor, right? This is my guy. I respect him. And he never talks like this. I just look at the text and it says, that impression was downright brutal, man. Brutal, downright brutal. Now that hurts.
And most importantly, it's also your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. Go to 957thegame.com right now as seats fill up. That's 957thegame.com. Laughing Monk Brewing, 2 o'clock Monday. You know it. See you there.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibs coming up at 2 o'clock. But now back to Steiny and Goo. Goo, you're my guy. Steiny? Eh.
Oh, man.
I thought it was 148.
Yeah.
Because
no.
We got a special guest in here right now.
Yeah, and we need more of this as a station. I've been, I'm telling you, a proponent for, we need, come in. You can pull up on us, Will. You can pull, yeah, we got Mark
Pasta,
Willard.
Possibly, we got to get him up.
Yeah.
It's still not, okay.
Oh, there we go.
There he is. What's up?
You put up the bat signal.
Yeah, I did.
I was in the other room.
Yeah, and so I did my Barack Obama impersonation because I think it's a talent when people could, Jamie Foxx and those guys, it's incredible.
Yep.
So I did Barack Obama, Mark Abanez just ticked, and I think he was really hurt of how awful it was. But Pasta, we got off to a rocky start. I'll tell you why later. He can do a Mark Willard. Sam Lubman, I heard early in the morning, and I thought it was the greatest Willard.
Yeah, we heard it yesterday.
And then when I heard it in the afternoon,
I was underwhelmed.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go with Pasta doing his Mark Willard. We want your honest assessment.
Okay.
I can't do the Mark Willard, like, regular talking voice, but I could do the laugh.
The laugh.
Okay.
Come on, let's hear it.
That's
pretty good.
Look at him, he's laughing.
That one's pretty good.
That's better. That's better.
One more time,
the funny guy.
Give me a laugh.
It's better. He hit it out the park.
It's better.
He hit it out the park.
It's a lot better.
Dude.
Yeah.
He got you, Will.
Yeah. See, yeah. I was also put down a little bit by Lubman's yesterday, but Pasta's ain't bad.
That's pretty
good. That one's
good.
Pretty good.
All I want is it a little bit infectious? That's all I want.
The laugh.
I say that as if like I do it on purpose. Like, what is a laugh if it's not?
Right.
It just comes out.
That's what I got.
Sometimes you'll drop a laugh too, and you'll do like this face where you just hold it for a little bit, where it's like,
Yes.
Well, now he's breaking down the analytics silent, to the
right.
Left.
Everybody has, my sister, there's a lot of that in my family. So that's hereditary, where like, you can't, if you really make someone laugh, you can't hear them anymore. They turn into a dog whistle. They're just like,
Hoover has the Muttley.
Right? And it does not work on radio.
I got you.
And Christy makes fun of me for slapping things when I laugh.
But that's the best part. I'm one of them.
Bang.
I appreciate. We didn't get that wrong, Evan. That was a good.
No, this is 650 Boxer and Grierson working your text good. Line. That laugh is spot on. Yeah. Another one. It's like struggling to come out the laugh. It's like,
that's pretty.
It's like, damn.
No, I don't that's struggle to get them out.
No, it is. You can't change a laugh.
Have
man.
You heard his Fleming? Tell me what.
Dave Fleming from. Dave Fleming from San Francisco.
That's very good.
It's incredible.
That's really
good.
Got
the Willard
laugh. Willard, I appreciate the words.
Oh my god, that's really good.
And they had him on in the morning, and he was going to do it. Somehow they got derailed. Yes,
let's go.
Because he's the man.
You've got to do that. He'll
love that.
He'll love it.
Hey, Pop, that's pretty good, man.
What's the saying? The
imitation is the best form of
flattery. There you go. He'll love it. It's really good.
That is hilarious.
It is hard. I'm going to give you a double because.
That's real.
To do the impersonation to the person is intimidating.
And I was outside waiting. And I went to hear you and wanted to do it.
When they told me to do Gabe for Gabe, I had to take a minute.
Oh, you did it for Gabe.
Oh, we did it.
That's beautiful.
We did it. I did not do Boach for Boach.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
that sounds like a wise decision.
Got time. He's back in the back.
Yeah, Boach is back. It didn't the right spot. I didn't want to force it. But
I love it.
Anyway, all right. You don't need me anymore.
No. Okay.
We'll talk to you in like 20 minutes. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. Thanks,
Willard. I love that he loved his.
Well,
and then
he's a good sport about this stuff. That's why we love him.
But it is the biggest form of flattery. Imitation.
Yeah, but to his point, sometimes like you can tell when people are trying to impersonate what you're doing in like a non-respectful manner. You know what I mean? Like some impersonations are mean, right? You're trying to like literally make fun of the person by putting down, I don't know, like a deficiency or something that's like we all kind of know, but you don't really call out.
Like Charles Barkley, the millions that try to do Barkley, that's never mean-spirited.
No, but also Charles is a self-deprecating person. He's a self-deprecating person. Like Willard, I think he can take a joke.
All right. So can you, and so can I.
I'm not as good as you guys, though. I still got some skeletons in the closet that I got to deal with.
Well, you're still looking for your Harry. That was the greatest, man.
I need to find my Harry. Yeah. You know what? Let's do this. If anybody wants to be my Harry, I will give you my work email right now, and you can send the same way that Harry sends his takes about the Warriors and the Niners, and I can confirm Harry's a real person. Okay. That's not his real name.
I got Squirt.
It's not Steiny. Guru's got Squirt. You also, well, you got a lot of people in the Union City group chat, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so
about nine of us.
But I will give you my email right now. Evan.Giddings at Odyssey.com. That's my work email. If you send me something, I will vet it. I am taking applications for the person who wants to be my Harry. Or Harriet.
That's
you never
nice.
Know.
I like. So, tell me what you come up with tomorrow.
Well, it just depends on the take, right? Because I think one of the reasons why Harry and Steiny.
Sounds like a Harry Met Sally. One of my favorite movies.
Harry Met Sally. There's a lot to learn from that movie, by the way.
And it's all truth.
I know. But one of the reasons why Steiny lets Harry's takes on the air is because he agrees with them. Yeah.
So you're saying there's Harry material that we haven't heard that Steiny might not...
100%. I don't want to bust you out, but I get in there a little earlier. So when Steiny reads some of these emails to me, it's like he's running them by me to see what's good enough to get to you. He vets all of his stuff by me before you.
I did not know this, man.
Every single show.
Wow, check systems. I did not know. It goes to... Oh, man.
Well, so you don't have someone like that you kind of run your takes by?
Not myself. I just
like you're inner Obama.
No, who said? Oh, goo, you blurt. Oh, Steiny, you blurt stuff out. So yeah, I don't have any. I just let it out.
As it comes to the top of mind.
No, exactly.
No, but I think.
No, but there's deep thought to it.
Yeah. You got to have some people. Like if you're really working on a take, I don't know. Sports may not matter, but like a I don't know, like a life take, something you do or don't like. Is this fair for me to go after, you know, like...
I got something for you.
Well, I was reading TMZ today, and this is why I ran it by you. I didn't think it was fair that Diddy is going to be having a better Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve meal than I am.
That, wow.
If TMZ is indeed correct about all the trimmings...
And how would that get out and go
fish,
public?
Grilled beef. I have no clue, but it kind of pissed me off, so I had to tell you about it.
Yeah. I'll say this. They got videos of guys, just regular guys in the pen, and they are having fun. Playing Madden. I'm like, how y'all get to eat Aiden? But you know what I'm saying?
Phrasing.
But what about this? Mark Abanez, my mentor. It was one of the greatest days of my life when he had me on, right? Host a segment with him.
Sure.
And he goes, now, you don't mind flip-flopping. Evan, the more I think about it, I'm
say what you mean to
Mark,
say.
That man, you don't mind flip-flopping. But then I'm like smiling, Jesus. Now you guys have fun with me. You flip-flop.
Well, it's actually funny you brought that up because I was thinking about
like
that
Mark.
Before the show when I was trying to figure out how we would discuss the Niners and the Warriors today. Because one of my favorite phrases that you have is new information.
It's the, man, original.
And everybody who listens to the show understands what it means, which is we react to new information. You can call it flip-flopping all you want, but it's just
life.
A fact.
Yes.
I think that this season for the Warriors and the Niners has had the most new information stuffed into it because every single week it feels like we're coming in and we have different takes about these teams. I think it is really hard to be consistent about an inconsistent team, which is what both of these groups right now are.
Now, I got it. I love that. The Warriors, though, what's different? This is year 4 or 5 of the Kuminga conundrum. So I thought we had it under control, E, with the 25 mil per.
Well, you have it under control for now.
But now we just spend a majority of our show talking about another Anthony Slater piece. If Fridell's on it, this thing is ongoing.
You all right over there?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I got you.
So what is truly going, like, what's changed, E?
What's changed is that it feels like we're right back to square one.
And that, so nothing's changed.
We thought we'd turn the page, and in fact, we forgot to read chapter one, so then you got to go back to the prologue because you don't have the proper reference point. And it seems like we should be on chapter 5 of this book.
Wow, man.
But we're not. So that's unfortunately the situation I feel like we find ourselves in. Oh, we got a call.
Okay.
Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos.
Our man,
Bobby. Friend of the show.
Known to run material.
He is.
Yeah.
What's up, Bob? How we doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Listen, I called in right when I think you said you're looking for a Harry. You know there ain't no one sipping Giddy Gids harder than Bobby in Los Altos. So what's the process? Is there some like
he found
evaluation?
Him.
What do I
got
to do? What do I
got to
do to be your Harry?
He found him,
Bobby.
He found him.
Oh shoot! You also missed me giving out my work email. But if you send me emails, I will vet them. But the issue now is, Bobby, that people. So one of the beauties of Harry is that Harry isn't his real name. So I feel like if I give it to you, I'll come up with a different name. But people are going to think it's Bobby from Los Altos because you and I typically think alike.
No, man. Listen. I think you should just get all the nominations and pick one, and then that'll be your Harry.
Wow, man.
I mean, you can't be reading like 15 different perspectives and call that a Harry, right?
No,
you
no, no, no.
One Harry.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, hey, look, Bobby.
And nobody loves you more than me. Come
there
on, bro.
It is,
nobody
me.
Loves
wow.
you more than me.
You won, E.
I know,
that's
Bobby.
Your guy.
Well, yeah, right now, Bobby's at the top of the podium. There are two more spots, Bobby.
All right, appreciate you. Also, you know that Coach and Vallejo drop?
Yeah.
I think I was a caller right before that. So I just want to show you I'm consistent, man. Weekends.
Look at Bob.
I'll
politicking.
I'll call you.
Look at
I
man.
Know,
I'll
Bobby.
Hey, Goo, let me ask you. I actually really wanted to ask you this, Goo. And,
okay.
And if you're uncomfortable sharing this,
I'm never,
I
ever uncomfortable.
I thought you lived in like West Sac, but then I heard them say you live in Roseville. You live in Roseville?
No.
And you drive out here?
I live in Greenhaven, the pocket area. So that's right. That's in Sac. So it's not Roseville. Roseville's not too far, but it's the Greenhaven pocket area.
Oh, man. You know, this weekend I went camping to get away from it all, and I went to Granite Bay.
I know.
And
it's beautiful.
I honestly think. It's beautiful. And I was thinking, who does this every day, man? So You love your job.
I do.
Ain't
I swear I do.
Gonna say,
yep.
Yeah, man, you really put in that sacrifice. Hey. I don't think people appreciate the drive you got to do every day so you can talk to us. So
hey, that makes
you.
Me feel
and
good, man.
Should.
Yeah, Evan, no wow. I think
you're
I appreciate
the man, Bobby.
That.
You are the man.
Yeah,
appreciate
this ain't
the
work. This is a dream.
Well, it is work.
But you know what I mean. If
you
I
can
work,
say it's yeah, not, but it is.
Evan, we're blessed. It's blessed work. And I got to say something because a lot of people, like, he's giving me that credit. And you know this. My dad's in Union City, so I'll stay a day or two during the week with him. So it ain't every day I make the drive, but it's a drive.
Yeah, but my commute like is 20 minutes. I hop on BART from 24th Street, and I'm there. Union City ain't like
right down the street. You're using the Union as a commute, too.
Well, the Union is
pretty
far.
Around the corner, man.
Plus, there's usually a lot of Trevor coming over that bridge.
That's why you and Steiny get a me time before I get in. But I think I come in an hour before. Steiny and I wouldn't last 8 years if I got here when you got here.
That I agree with.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
There's only so much time that you can spend together in a day.
There's no doubt.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I love my guy, but I come in at the right time.
That's why. Yeah, we're all married here. Yeah. That's fine. This is from, I did see something. Someone on the YouTube chat, I think it was Zeb, said Evan's looking for a Harriet. Not a Harry.
Think he's between single, the lines. Ready to mingle.
No.
Bobby wanted that job. Boy.
Yeah. Well, I like Bobby. Bobby's my man. Bobby's my man. This is also, this is legit. Back to sports. It's an interesting question. From the 408, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney text line. Hey, Evan, since you think that the Niners season has been inconsistent, what do you think their record would be if everyone was healthy? That's a great exercise. If I'm going through these games, I think their record right now, they play 11 games.
And to think, go ahead, while you think, they're 7-4, 3-over.
I think they'd be at minimum 8-3.
I'm going 9-2.
Yeah.
I'm putting that much respect on Bosa and Fred. I'm going 9-1. Like, does that even sound crazy? You said 8-3, I'm going 9-2. Does that even sound crazy?
No, I mean, 9-2 is like, you're really thrilled, because I don't think you would have beat Tampa Bay.
See, I do. I think you would have. He remains upright in that game, Fred. You got Bosa. Evan, that game was rather, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, well, and look, I think it's mainly
you
because
had the ball and your boy threw the pick.
Well, I think the quarterback cost you in that game more than any others. Like, to me, that was the one Mac Jones game that I looked at him and said he was just not good. The Houston game, he was powerless. They didn't have the ball. But he threw a pick on the first pass.
Yeah, you're right. Should have been a pick six. Dude couldn't get up.
Exactly. So I think that Tampa Bay game is to one that they wouldn't have won. And obviously the Rams is the other one. Yeah. I don't think anybody would have changed that.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, but I think
the Lord Jesus Savior wouldn't have changed that one.
Yeah,
they got whooped.
I think they would have had another win for sure. Mm-hmm. And I also think, without being healthy, I feel confident about them on Monday. Maybe I'm riding too hard off the Cardinals
game. No, Vegas agrees with you. It's -7.
But Vegas is also there to trick people. Vegas is there to give people false confidence.
Well, no, that's why they got the casinos, right?
Yeah, that's why they win and we don't. This is from the 408. 9-2, is it? We would have beaten the Jags in Houston. Yeah, well, yeah, Houston's the other game. I don't know if they would have beat Houston. That's the one swing game for me. That would determine whether I'd think they'd be 8-3 or 9-2.
But what if I told you with one of those, let's just use 54, you get off the field so much sooner on three of those drives that they just held the ball. I could see you winning that game if you got a chance or if you had a chance.
Well, but they also...
Houston's defense was incredible.
Well, yeah, their defense was really good.
They played a night, Buffalo.
They also converted a lot of fourth downs.
That they did.
I mean, they made some plays in that game. So I don't know if I'd give you Houston. Plus, the Niners, they came out real flat. Like,
but they had that was the game I saw the boombox. I'm like, you can't have the rap music and then go get knocked out. You just can't. I know it happens, but
I think
come
that's
on.
The 10 a.m. effect, to be honest. Mm. You see it from West Coast teams a lot. That's why I think the Niners, and we're looking ahead a little bit,
okay.
But I feel good that they can win against the Carolina Panthers. I'm not so sure about the game the week after going into the bye against Cleveland.
That's it's a trap. I don't like that at all. It's a trap game, and they beat you with P.J. Walker last couple of years. I'll never forget that, E.
It's
and
just
they still
a hard
got a
place
defense.
To win, especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
If it's cold, if it's windy. Not just because
Brock didn't
Brock
have the best game last time he was in there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they had Trent Williams in that game, right?
And let's be honest, right on the table before we go to break, Evan, part two. This is part two of people think the Mac Jones Purdy thing is over, but to the naked eye, It's not over.
What do you
mean? We're still watching. We saw four quarters. He looked good against Arizona, Brock. But we're all going to watch and still be like, huh, okay. All right, Brock. It's your job. I always said that. The team wasn't saying there's something to see here.
What?
But we get another exhibit of show us what you got. Well, and I think Carolina's better than Arizona. And I saw some passes against Arizona that should have been picked off, two of them, the oh-no throws. They weren't. Stoney was right. We could do that with every quarterback.
Sure.
But there's nothing to see here. I'm not saying this specifically because there's going to be noise. No. He's married. You're married to Brock. But I am. Let me see part two of just where you at. And I think Carolina on national TV might be able to do some things. So I'm eager to watch the game from that standpoint. Give me four more quarters, Brock.
You and I haven't talked about this on air.
Yeah.
The controversy's done.
Right. But the natural, whoa, I'm going blank. The fan is still watching. Like, they have not pulled the plug on just to compare contrast. That's all.
I think that's less about Mac Jones specifically than it is just some other quarterback could come in and do his job.
I don't want to tell you, I swear I mean this, there's nothing here, right? But it's still fresh in our minds of, we got Mac for six games. Hey, Brock, that was four quarters Arizona. Everything was cool, 41. But we still, come on. You know, if we come back here and he throws two interceptions, it's the third, Lord, and loses a fumble, nobody's saying Mac should be the starter. But we are going to be like, huh, okay, you can't have too many more of those down the stretch.
Oh, no, if he throws three picks and they lose that game because of him, there will be people on Tuesday saying, give us Mac Jones.
And you're not getting him, but there is still, like, it's quiet on the set now, and he did well in Arizona. But I'm excited to see, like, you know, I think you get my drift.
No,
people will call and kind of, huh.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to be a huh. Because
Richard Sherman was saying ride the hot hand.
No, there's going to be pitchforks outside of Levi's.
But was he really hot when it was all said and done? He went 5-3.
No.
So was it really the hot hand?
Well, he was 3-3 the last three games. Like, he won one, lost one. Won one, lost one. The three games that he lost were against three good teams. Tampa Bay, Houston, L.A. The three teams that he beat. Well, the Rams, I guess, was one of them, but that was on Thursday.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I'll give him that one. That
was the best one to me of them all.
Of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so far, absolutely.
And they held on.
I can't believe they won that game. That was unbelievable.
Dude, just fumble at the goal line.
And the boss said it was a shoebox game and all the rest.
He's got something going there, man.
What do you mean?
He's like undefeated with the shoebox game.
Well, he didn't throw down the shoebox.
And he doesn't bring it out. It's like the bat signal. Don't come out all the time.
No, but I told him, I think it was last Wednesday. Oh, yeah, after Draymond calls out everybody in OKC the next day in San Antonio. Yeah.
I just want to go home.
No, he didn't, because he wanted to play against Wemby. I told the boss, shoebox game. Warriors were going to win that. Why? I don't have a shoebox is why.
So you said take Warriors.
Well, I'll just call it something else. Like, I'm not looking for a Harry specifically, but I'll just call it something else.
So you won.
Yeah, of course.
But you didn't tell me.
Well, why would you need to know, Goo?
For the neighbor. But no, you got to share that classified information. You really felt like they could win that one.
Well, I just had a hunch. Like, usually, okay, when the Warriors across the last umpteen years have played poorly, and there's been, I don't know, not like a rift, but like when Draymond says something and people get called out, they generally respond.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who the team is that they're playing, generally. So when Draymond did all that, puffed out his chest.
Yeah, I got you.
I
he played when
that
I thought
game.
He was going to sit. That's what I love
No,
most.
I did not think they were going to win on Friday. That was a wild one.
Man.
But this team is so hard. Just like the Niners, this team, who do you think is harder to... Oh, we got to hit a break here in a second.
It's the Warriors. The Niners, I got my answers as to why some things are...
No, who's harder to predict?
I think the Warriors.
I agree. That's why I feel more confident in saying the Niners are going to win on Monday against the Panthers than I do the Warriors are going to win on Friday against the Blazers. Although I actually do think they're going to beat the Blazers because they're slowly, quietly, really banged up. But that's... And maybe we could run them by the guys who are coming up.
Gotcha.
I know Willard just, of course, just popped in on us. Thank you, Pasta, by the way. That was great. A lot better than Goo's.
Dude, and
Barack
you were
Obama.
Great, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
I won't do it again if I want to, but...
Brock has a bad arm, and now with a bad toe, it's going to be even worse. 408.
Well, he got through... he threw three touchdowns, no picks.
My question is, if Brock Purdy throws three interceptions,
and, all right,
There we go.
Does the day after the injury report comes out and it says he has a toe? Do they blame the toe?
That's a phenomenal outlook, but I would be disappointed if he, and I don't think Brock would do that, and I don't think they did it in Jacksonville, but I would be disappointed if that was where they went first.
I don't think they would either, but...
Wouldn't that be kind of, forget even the Niners, wouldn't that be a little weak?
That'd be sometime.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right, Willard and Dibs coming up next on the crossover here on 95.7 The Game. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We'll be back after this. That segment brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Evan, you're rocking that shirt. I can see you've been pumping iron. You're looking good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.